Sometimes we can have certain thoughts that are a little distracting, lustful, arousing thoughts that make your hands want to go down, 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 in between your legs, but there will be none of that right now. Focus. Listen to me and obey. Hold your hands out in front of you. I want you to breathe in and out. And as you focus on your hands, I want you to notice that as you breathe in and out, relaxation, your right hand feels a bit lighter, like it could float up into the air. And as you let go of any and all thoughts and allow your conscious mind to sink deeper, you notice that that left hand of yours sinks deeper down, floating down. It feels heavy, as if it is made out of lead. What an odd sensation! And what would happen if these sensations switched, where your left hand felt light and airy, relaxed and drifting off, and your right hand felt heavy, warm, loose and limp, sinking down? That would be odd. It would be odd if it switched again. The sensation switching, one hand heavy, the other one light. And focus on those feelings. Really let them develop. Switch again. You know what to do, or maybe you don't know what to do. Switch again. It doesn't matter, because it all happens automatically. Those hands of yours move automatically when I snap my fingers. Those hands of yours know what to do. You don't need to think. You just need to sleep. Sink down deep, deep down deep. It's as simple as 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Don't think. Just obey. It feels arousing to obey. Your hands know what to do. They're loose and limp at your sides, but they'll go where they need to go, when they need to go there. You don't think about it. Even if you did think about it, you couldn't stop it from happening. Your hands move on their own, automatically and effortlessly. Feel your hands, both of them, floating up into the air as I count up from 1 to 3. 1, floating up all on their own. 2, light and airy. That's it, floating up as if pulled by a balloon. 3, open those eyes. Look at your hands up in the air and sleep, dropping down deep, deep down deep. Deep into mindless bliss, deep into mindless arousal, because when you're aroused, it's really hard to think. Instincts take over, and normally, your hands would go down, down, down when you're aroused, but this time they just seem to go up, up, up. As I count from 1 to 3, you are going to try to touch yourself. But you're going to find that no matter how much you want to go down, 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 those hands go up, up, up. 1, trying to force those hands down, but they float up, all on their own. 2, no way to stop it, your hands know what to do. And 3, open those eyes, look at your hands, so far away from where you want them to be, and sleep. Back down deep, just obey, go deep into trance, that's your place. Aww, poor you, so horny and aroused, so desperate to touch, so desperate to feel any little bit of pleasure. You do anything to feel good, and you will feel good, because you can touch in other places that feel good. If you can't put your hands between your legs, how about you just let those hands of yours move up to your nipples? When you want to touch and have those hands go down, 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 they just go up, up, up. So you might as well make the best of it. Let it happen as I count from 1 to 3, those hands going up, up, up to tease and toy with your nipples. 1, you want to touch between your legs, but it's impossible. 2, your hands are already floating up. And 3, open those eyes and touch those nipples. That's it. It feels good, and you might as well enjoy it, because this is going to be how you're going to touch until this hypnotic suggestion wears off. How long will that take? I don't know. If you were to go to bed tonight and just sleep, maybe it would wear off. But what if your subconscious mind likes this feeling? What if you like trying to touch and being unable to, trying really hard in 1, 2, hands floating up, and 3, open those eyes, finding that you're mindlessly playing with your nipples when you'd rather have your hands between your legs. Aww, poor you. Maybe your subconscious mind will really latch onto this hypnotic suggestion. Maybe you are going to have to prepare yourself for the possibility that this will be the only way that you can touch. Sleep, dropping down deep. Well, I guess you would have to be hypnotized a little bit more deeply if this is the only way that you could touch in order for you to orgasm from just playing with your nipples. Though, would hypnosis really be necessary? Maybe if you go a few days without coming, it will become easier and easier. It will be as simple as 1, hands floating up. 2, they know where to go. And 3, open those eyes. Good, 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 good. It's not that bad. You like this feeling. Enjoy it for a bit. Maybe you'll get really good at pleasuring yourself with just your nipples, so that when this hypnotic suggestion finally fades away, you'll be able to orgasm in a fun, new way. Well, I think you're awake enough for me to leave you now. I wouldn't want to distract you from all the fun you're having with your nipples. Will you be able to make yourself come? I'm rooting for you. Enjoy yourself. And remember, if this new hypnotic suggestion becomes distressing in any way, shape, or form, you have my full permission to listen to one of my Remove Hypnotic Suggestions files. But is it really a problem? You seem to be having so much fun playing with your nipples. I don't think you're going to stop. No, don't stop. Keep on going. Keep on having fun. Maybe, just maybe, you'll make yourself come. All right. Bye now.